Tremor response in the data way Sunday night.
In front of someone who is davening Shemoneh Esrei. Now, Shmuel says like this: Bein melfon, whether in front of him; Bein minat stodim, whether from the sides; Bein minat achrov, behind him. Okay, so all the way around, within 4 hours, you can't sit. But various reasons given. So you have to keep away 4 hours. Does he say here that I think? Let's see if we can find the reasons here. I'm trying to find the reason. I'm sure Mr. Brewer brings it here, the reasons. No, I can't see it here. Well, show us what the reason is. What's the reason why you shouldn't sit when someone's dumbling? The shchinas, yeah. I just want to see him write it down, yeah. Oh, here we are. Missions have gotten Zion. Here we are. So Mr. Ruhr says in one place, Kenegdoi. Where's Kenegdoi? Where's that? Sivkot and Ches. Where's that here? Okay, one of the reasons, one of the things about facing him, if he's standing in front of you, is because Nira Kemishtachav Eloi. Looks like you're bowing down to him. It's an interesting thing, right? It looks like you're bowing down to him, which is not right. Others say, we had last time, that it's Mavalb, it's Kavona, disturbs his Kavona, and also the other one was a Shchina there. So it looks like in front of a person who's down, there's a special Shchina that's there. In fact, the Taz says, as far as I remember, that the what is because Admas Kodesh, the place where he's standing on is Admas Kodesh. It's wrong for someone else to come there. How that works, right? So everyone gets up and shoots the daven. So the marshal is right. The question, marshal, you get up the daven, and the person in front of you also gets up the daven. So how's it going to clash? So it looks like the shchina maybe only starts when you start davening. So I don't know what happens. It's like maybe the shchina only comes when you're actually davening. So as long as you start and it's not there, maybe that's okay. So I have to think about what you're asking, I don't know. Yeah? I say, maybe the shchina only comes once you actually start speaking. Maybe that's how it works. Yeah? Okay, so let's have a look at a few of these halachas here about sitting. So sitting down in front of him. I say, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bein min afonov, in front of him, Bein min atzdodim, at the sides, or Bein min achrov, behind him. All these cases are awesome. So this makes a big problem, actually, in Shul. What happens? I mean, you can't sit down. It's a renewed problem. The Meiser, the Possum got in Shulchan Aruch itself, it's quite a number of Eterim, which we're going to go through a few of them. And always, not all of them are so glut. But let's start. That's Possum. When you start Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to worry about anything. If you're starting at the same time as everyone else Shemoneh Esrei, I mean, even though you're within this Dalai Lama, let's say, so for example, I'm starting Shemoneh Esrei over here, and there's a person in front of me, Dalai Lama, also, I don't think is a problem. Our question is, when someone is in the middle of davening, can you walk past him or can you sit? But when you start, at the time you start, don't know the problem. Someone's asked me a question. Let's say, for example, I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei. This person is davening Shemoneh Esrei. This person over here is davening Shemoneh Esrei. This person over here. This person over here is sitting in front of him. Which, let's say, you can see the last 2 minutes of the time. He starts Shemoneh Esrei, he's behind schedule. And then, 2 minutes to Shemoneh Esrei, he wants to get up to Shemoneh
Esrei.
Now,
he can't walk back. So why didn't
he wait to finish Shemoneh Esrei? He wants to catch with everyone else, he wants to start with everyone else.
So he should wait to finish davening.
I don't think he has to wait, that's what I'm going to ask. So, of course, I don't know what happens in such a case.
He can't stop.
What should he do?
Go and stud him.
Maybe go to the sides.
I mean, it's happened by me, the person in front of me is always comes late. And when he comes down, no, to Shemoneh Esrei, he goes and stud him. Because he starts later.
Starts later, so that's what he does. He's lying on that shitter, that's all right. Yeah, I don't know, it's an interesting question, actually. I don't know why the person is thinking about it. It's a good question. Okay, so let's have a look at this one over here, sitting down. So there's a number of Eterim over here that Chazal say, that the Chazal allowed a person. The first one over here is the Shulchan Aruch himself, that in Oisek B'dvorim Shehem Etikuri HaTfilis, someone is in the middle of doubting himself. Even if he's learning Ezra Makoma, it's nice. He's not Makoma to stop. He doesn't have to keep away. So someone's a Ben Ishmael Ezra, and you had a person at the side of him, in front of him, behind him, is davening, part of tefillah, whatever it is.
Sitting down,
no problem.
Carry on.
That's what it sees from Shulchan Aruch, yeah? If I sit with one shame in tefillahs, he's the person who's davening himself. He's not going to stop. This is actually Shulchan Aruch over here. And it's, the Mishnah Berurah says...
The problem is
stopping
up, not the half sitting. Carrying on davening.
Well,
our problem is whether
this has
to stand up or not.
Well, what do you mean? No, ain't sorry the harchik.
The half sitting.
Ain't sorry the harchik. He's not mechoyed to distance himself. Yeah, he's not mechoyed to move away. If he's davening, lechoyra who adin. Let's say, for example, this person doesn't rest over here, and now the other person wants to say tachlon. You want to sit down and say tachlon. That's mutter. He's davening. Anyone who's davening is allowed to sit next to him. You see how far this goes. But that is l'chur, what the Shulchan Aruch says. If someone is in the middle of davening, he's allowed to sit next to a person who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not so simple. Let's just have a look over here, because the Mishnah Berurah brings it over here.
Then you mentioned
Tachanun. Oh, I can't Tachanun, very good. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here that if a person is davening, that is mutter, yeah? Just trying to find what it says here. This only helps you if you're at the side of the person, if you're davening. Our connector in front of him, I feel it comes in of his osa. To sit in front of him, even however far your eye can see, is not allowed to be done. Now, this is an issue again, you've got two sons. The first shita in the Machaber is that it's your davening, you can go anywhere, all around him. The second shita in the Machaber is that you can go all around him, but not in front of him. You cannot sit in front of him. Which is what your paskin like. So, some, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that some people paskin. I pre chodosh shaposik kadei kamaisa. The pasuk like the first shita. The ain chiluk bein melfano bein menat stotim. There's no difference in front of him, at the sides, and behind. If you're davening, you can sit mamish next to him. But he brings shara achrei kosher shatov lahachmir. However, I'm achrei right that you should be machmir. A person should be machmir. Tov lahachmir should be showing that one should be machmir and not sit in front of him. That means Moshe's question actually is very interesting. Let's say, for example, you're done in Mincha, and the person behind you is taking a lot of Irish Manesra. Can you sit down and say Tachanun? You're davening. Moshe's your question, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you sit down and say Tachanun? So according to the first opinion of Machaber, that if you're davening, everything's mutter. According to the second opinion, in front of him, you can't do it. Now, I must tell you, actually, Mishnah Berurah is actually choshish for this. In Hilchos Tachanun, Moshe, no tachlon tomorrow, Pesach Sheni, Moshi.
That's right.
But on the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tachlon actually is Machmer, and he says the person behind you is davening Shemoneh Esrei, you should not sit down in front of him. So he's taking on like this son actually to be Machmer in Hilchos Tachlon. You should move to the side. What?
You have to look around and make sure that he's davening where he's not coming.
That's the idea. That's what we have to do. I must say, it's interesting. I might say the Mishnah Berurah says either you stand in such a case with Tachanun, or you go to stop it, or you go to the sides. Says so, I'm the other thing. That means I'm dabbling over. Someone is finished with Esther there. I'm dabbling behind him, and he wants to sit down for Tachanun. According to Mishnah Berurah says that one should not really do this actually with because for the shita that in front of your eyes is the problem.
How far back? That was also
a look. No, one ain't off.
One ain't off. All the way back.
That's how it goes out of the mood.
That's a big shul.
What?
A massive big shul, and the majority of people are dominating behind you.
Well, you know, one person's done behind you. You've got a problem.
One person, yeah.
No problem. He's a long way away from you. The mice, you can't go back. The mice, there are other shitters. I'm saying the first shitter Mishnah Berurah brings down is that the people are meekle. So I'm saying someone who's meekle is hands down. I'm saying Mishnah Berurah himself actually held it as a problem. That's one of the ones. So first one is done. But the Maisa, at the side and behind, that's all right for davening. So if someone's done Shemoneh Esrei and you want to sit at the side, let's say someone's done Shemoneh Esrei over here, I am, and you want to sit, say Tachanun, sitting down over here, that's a Choris Mutter. Because you're davening the same words, and sitting down with the same words is Mutter.
The only question is,
what?
This gentleman who done was long to bless until Asher went to see him, has he got a right to go and touch mess with everybody else? You should go to a corner because
that's definitely valid. That's definitely a valid time. You can ask him to go somewhere else.
Sure.
I understand. That's a valid time. Like, you shouldn't have done it. What? No, it's just some truth. A lot of people come in late, they start late, they don't realize it's someone, they don't realize.
He's not late, but he himself dumbs very long for Nesra.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went with a friend of mine in Shul. I don't forget to Rafal. I remember there was a person behind us. Well, behind my friend actually. I was next to him in Shul. The person behind him took a very, very long time to go to Esra. So he asked Rafal, then he attained him. Well, which means so Rafal said, should tell him he should have done somewhere else.
That's right.
Tell him if he's going to be a long time, he should have done somewhere. He shouldn't have done behind other people. So it's true. If someone takes a long time, he shouldn't have done it. That's true. So Nochamal, if you're davening, so in front of the mispal is a machlokes. At the side or behind there's no problem. So I'll say again, tachnun, ashrei, vodatzion, pirke avos, eiz mekayimon. All these things you're allowed to do at the side of him, behind him. Certainly, in front of him when you're davening is questionable. That's a question. Learning is also questionable. Whether it's the same heter, learning is not everyone agrees to learning. So that's more strict actually. La'achra of your learning is mutter. At the side is toib lahakmi. And in front of him, zichy, you shouldn't do. That's number one. Then the next one's another interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch, and that is if here, where has he gone to? Yes, mishayma. Not halachas. Im hayyoshib etzad yisparol cholush. If the person next to one downing is weak, the possum says lav dafka weak. It means he's an older person who can't stand so well, or he actually looks schwach. So that's another heter, because people, it's not, everyone knows you're not infringing on his place. There you can't help it. The person can't expect to stand so long. So that's another heter, Boskim say, that a person is allowed to sit down if he's cholash or he's a zokin. Here again, it's questionable what this refers to exactly. It's just Mr. Brewer here. Cholash is zokin. Yud. Hamish Paddle. Yeah. He says, Lemaisa, one can be leaned on this, but if you can get up, if you can go somewhere else, you try and go somewhere else. But if you can't go somewhere else, the person's an older person, or he's old, or he's weak, whatever it is, then a person is allowed to be lenient to sit down. So behind him at the side is definitely more lenient. So if you can, go somewhere else, then you can. But if not, then you're allowed to sit down in such a case, even though you're not davening. In front of him is a machlokes. That's also a question. But now in front of him, someone's older or weaker, can't stand so long, and the person he's in front of the person davening, can he, that's a question. I must say, they use this a lot on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, where it's Long Shemoneh and Rosh Hashanah, Long Shemoneh, people are weak, certainly on Yom Kippur, where people are fasting, and they can't manage so long to stand, a lot of people use this heter, actually. They say that, I say, everyone's got a dinner cholash, he's weak, on Yom Kippur, so you're allowed to sit at the side, certainly at the side of the person next to you, or behind him. In front of him is questionable. Again, I'm saying in front of him is questionable whether you can rely on this. Some poskim do allow this, even in front.
Come to Mechitza.
Yeah, Mechitza also help. Yeah, that's another thing. So that's number two. So number two, Eitza is he's weak or an older person. Let's come to the Mechitza. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, actually very interesting, that Mechitza, but we haven't really got it, I don't know why, but the Mishnah Berurah says the Mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high, wide by 4.
All the way down.
So that's not very common.
Solid.
What?
Solid.
Solid. It's not very common at all. That's not very common. See, everything you've got here, I mean, it's wide 4 this, but the Mishnah Berurah got no Mechitza over here. There's no Mechitza because it's completely open over here. So there's no Mechitza. So it's not very common, this story. Now, when we spoke about walking in front of someone, then the Mishnah said the Mechitza should go past the head of the person. Here, for sitting down, it doesn't say that. It says, once you've got a Mechitza of 10 tefachim, wide by 4, that's okay. I just don't know how you can do it. Maybe by the wall. The wall here is probably good. This wall here is good. This is the Mechitza one here, yeah? Someone stands at the corner here. That's definitely okay. It's 10 high, 4 wide. Definitely all right.
Sit down in front of somebody.
Yeah, sit down in front of them there, in front of the person there, that would definitely be right. That's very high. I'm talking about in which it's not so high. It's not so high. Yeah?
I said tomorrow, everybody running to the pillar.
You want a seat.
Stenders
like that. Yeah, but this stender's no good because it's got it all open down here. Yeah. But if you put string along here every 3 tfachim, the lachon is ideal as well.
You've got
it's
that chair in front of it. That
yeah, or chair. That's it. But chair also is not going to help you so much because that's it helps you a bit. But then at the bottom here is another 3 tfachim.
Can't move.
So you've gained a little, definitely gained a bit.
Good on them.
But you've got a problem, it's not a mahitza. It's not a kosher mahitza.
Why not a kosher mahitza?
Because it's got ten, it hasn't got a solid 10 tfachim. You put some string there, you put two of this, I don't know if you want to do this with a stems. You can put 2 stems one on top of the other. I don't know how it works, but you've got a table. I can't remember how old the tables are. I mean, NH tables are probably 10 tfachim. They're not solid.
In Gates, they went to the end
inside the actual
small
itself.
Space at the bottom.
What?
No, Gates, no. Very small space at the bottom.
Yeah, that small space was 1 3 tfachim.
Was it?
Yeah. And that's how I measured it. Yeah, it was a small space, like it was 1 3 tfachim. I think, yeah. So you have to know, that bit's not so simple. I'm saying, so 10 tfachim's good, but it's not going to stop so easy. You can put a folding chair, maybe a folding chair might help you there. Because there the machines might go far down. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. That was another eitzah. Another eitzah after that is as well, if the person who was sitting there was there first.
What did he say?
Someone was sitting down first, and the guy behind me started Shkhan Ezra. Now that's not so simple actually. Mishmura says that's only talking about in a private house. In a shul where everyone's got a right to daven, the fact that you were sitting there first doesn't help. Amazing thing actually. So the Machaber says, if the person was really sitting down, he's not going to get. On that, Mishnah Berurah says, that's only talking about in a private house. That is in a private house. Let's just see that here. Davgur Besa, a minyan kavua in a fixed house, they said doesn't apply. So I might see you're very, very limited. I must say, the really only heft that you've got is if you're davening yourself and you're at the side or behind him, or the person feels schwach, he's a weak person, or he's an elder person, it's recognizable that he can't stand so long, that would be a heter. Otherwise, it's not so poshut.
What? Because
he's got a shkina there. You've lost your shkina, your shkina's gone. Because you're not davening anymore. What? The one who's davening. The one who's davening Shmoneh Esther has got a certain right because he's davening Shmoneh Esther. A remarkable thing, actually. And therefore, because of that, you can't interfere with him. All right, Jeff, what's up there? What?